Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
You was being had. Don't let that make you mad. They treat you like a slave. Put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Affected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Gone and put your hands up, you stand up. L-U-P the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. For the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto, four for the kids that don't want to be there, none for the trying to hold him back, five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will
keep. You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, April 15th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this open line edition. Of Talking Heads. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We're going to get over the hump together. Glad to have you join us as you do each and every day for Talking Heads, the talk show that other talk shows listen to. What's going on, MJ?
I am great. How are you doing? You all right?
No, let me do a disclaimer. We have some idiot drivers on the road.
Oh, boy.
Traffic could be avoided. We need to adjust certain traffic situations. We had one idiot park the car in the middle of the road yesterday. And block up a lane of traffic. And, you know, you can't go around because other lanes coming towards. So
right.
Very
so you're kind of stuck there.
You get back to denied oxygen in the womb. Idiots parking in disabled and handicapped parking. Mm. You're going to get back to that.
Yeah.
You got people who go out of their way to run over animals on the road for no apparent reason. Like it's a joke or a game.
Yeah, that's some sick behavior.
You have the small car gang. What I call the Kong 500 crew. You know, the Fitz, the Swifts. The Passos, the Cubes.
Okay.
Those like roller skates.
They ride them really fast, right? They do drive those cars quickly.
And then you have the Honda drivers. And shout out to my certified Honda drivers, the legit ones, the wannabe ones I talking to y'all. I mean, why you got a 24-inch rim on your Honda when you know your wheel well can only take a 22-inch or a 20-inch? And then you got to go around every pothole and speed bump you see.
Yeah. I've been behind those drivers before.
Listen.
No fun.
No. And your car don't look that good. And y'all who still pinging and panging right now, that listen.
You mean the loud music?
Take it from Uncle Naughty. That done gone out of style, man. That's something that our generation always tried to enhance for your generation to have better. So you should have whips that, you know, start with a button and got the interior surround sound. This whole pinging and funk in the trunk, junk in the trunk, doesn't work no more.
It's weird, though, because you would think that would be someone from our generation. These youngsters walk around with these AirPods in their head all day, so I'm surprised they're doing that.
They got to stop, though, because I was in the car the other night with our oldest, and one of these souped up Hondas with the boom, boom, ping, ping in the trunk.
Right.
And he must have had the 808s on, and it sounded like gunshot. And I ducking in the front, and I grabbed Sancho, like, get down. Sancho was like, oh, Dad, what's going on? And then when he pulled up on the side, I realized.
Just playing music.
Just playing.
Loud.
Ping pong in the trunk. So I'm a little ornery today. I'm a little flustered. And then I look at the headlines, and I get even more flustered. And we got lots to talk about, so we're going to open up the lines. We want you to chime in and let me know what you're flustered about. Thank God MJ is just rainbows and butterflies and sunshine over there.
Not always.
And a beautiful effervescent self. But I'm sure when we start talking about some of these other things, she might little freak herself out.
I may need a little Usa moment myself.
Yeah, because some of these things, like the irony to me, the hypocrisy, the just good old-fashioned, I'm checking, and so attitude that always rears its ugly head with the PLP at some point is rearing its head again. And I think in 2026, we shouldn't be lied to either, MJ. How you want me to honestly look and check off that project down there in Grand Bahama? See, Alan called about it yesterday. Garden Villas?
Yeah.
They need to call that Ghetto Villas.
That was, well, that's
no disrespect
used to
anybody who's dwelling down there now.
I don't think anyone is there. Maybe
if you're dwelling down there, go check their status if they you know, got an addiction problem.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Or if they, but you cannot insult my intelligence by saying you did work there. How lost and out to lunch are you, Ginger Moxie?
Someone, well, it wasn't Ginger Moxie.
No, she stood up on the stage with all the pomp and circumstance.
I didn't say anything at the moment, but I don't know who put that idea in the DPM's head. That was weird.
And next one, and again, Mr. Cooper, you had such great potential, man.
He still has potential.
No, boy. Not after the Grand Lucayan.
Well, they say it's on the track now, so I don't know.
And now, no, I just. All right, put that to the side. I got to still check him on Integra now and there in Exuma. No dredging, buddy.
Yeah, you really should take a strong
You need to tell
that
foreign investor you're so chummy with that you need to scale it down.
To have this much
it's too dense.
Disruption and people speaking out and to not be, you know. And
we'll talk about that later,
anything.
Too.
It's a lot.
So, yeah, like I hate to say it, but Mr. Cooper's in a slump like Oprah. And you know what?
Is it Ofer or Oprah?
Ofer.
Oh, Ofer.
Right. Ofer, everything he touches.
Zero for zero.
Let me tell you something.
I don't think that's necessarily
two
true.
2 years ago, Mr. Cooper made this grand announcement about the Dallas Cowboys. We've been in the toilet 2 years straight.
Doc got injured
that year, and then last year we had Cowboys. Ballers. And it's the PRP's fault. They put the Grand Joe's crab nanny touch on the Cowboys,
oh,
too.
Oh, you really went there. Listen.
I went there.
Is that program still ongoing or no?
I don't know.
Do we know? We don't know.
But hopefully if the FNM becomes the government of the day, they should review it. And if they need somebody to spearhead it.
Oh, you volunteer,
and build community relations.
I bet you
do. Not
volunteer.
Only do I have myself. Not only do I have myself. I have you as well. You'd love to go to Dallas.
I mean, I'll go to, where do they play out of?
Jerry's World. AT&T Stadium.
AT&T Stadium, yes. And I'll go visit the stadium.
No.
I'm pulling for the
sharp
Cowboys.
You don't have to pull for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'll be there on Bahamian business, building relations, taking Kong Salad to Jerry
you're
Jones.
You're doing that for all of us, I'm sure.
And Stephen and I can catch up because, you know, Stephen and I talked a couple of times about in the tunnel of the New York Giants stadium.
That was pretty
Cowboys,
cool.
And he was good people.
Yeah.
I got to keep telling him, Steve. It's the fist up over the heart, everything cool. You keep giving me the Hawaiian hang loose sign. Ain't nothing hanging loose. Hanging loose on you, like the skin under your chin. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hey,
what's going on, Cleaver?
Hey, Cleaver.
Well, right here, Naughty. I saw Wayne Monroe.
You did?
Responding to the COI's position about dealing with persons who doesn't speak the Queen's English, or he's saying you must speak the Queen's English. Now, I'm not calling in reference with that nonsense Lincoln was running on with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this election, I don't know if before the advent of social media, maybe these things were in high numbers that we were unable to see them, get them in real time. But this appears to be the most compromised election process in my time.
Why do you feel that way?
when you look at the amount of fraudulent this, fraudulent that, and this high volume of, well, the numbers went up to 205,000. I would hope that they were all persons who are legitimately entitled to vote.
It is high.
But this is high.
Yeah.
And unusual. But I hope. Now, I listened to Wayne Monroe issuing a clarion call to anyone who intends to interfere with the electorate.
What did he say? Yeah, I didn't catch it at all. So help us understand what he said, if you can.
Yeah, but basically what he's saying is that you will be locked up if you try to interfere or, you know, with voters. In essence, he's saying that you yourself may not be given an opportunity to vote because you will be in custody. Now, that particular, Vivian failed to understand, or Mr. Monroe in this capacity as National Security Minister, what he failed to understand is, while that is partly correct, right? Because you're not supposed to be interfering with voters, right?
Right.
You're protecting the voters' safety.
Yep.
But he also failed to realize that as an elected official and an appointee member to the cabinet with responsibility for national security, he was duly appointed to also protect the integrity of the voting process.
Yep.
So he, too, what he should have done to be fair and balanced and not appear that he is on the side of this speculation about who are this new voting bloc. Let me put it like that. Okay. He's supposed to also issue a stern warning to anyone who may have had or have in their possession documents that would enable them to vote that they're not entitled to.
Yeah,
he's supposed to send a strong statement that the law will run its course and consider yourself warned. Cease and desist and stay away from the poll, even if you have a document that you're not entitled to, but you will not be entitled to participate. And if you attempt it, the law will run its course also. That's what a responsible national security minister is supposed to do. But I haven't heard one utterance in this regard. But it's very important, you know, MJ and Naughty, it's very important that you send a strong message to persons who are planning to vote in this election if they shouldn't be voting.
I agree with you, Cleaver. I think we've seen enough cases now that, you know, there is a reason for some persons to be a little bit concerned, that's for sure. And if he had the opportunity to speak to the voting process in general, he should have mentioned that we do expect that, you know, only persons entitled to vote show up at the polls. I mean, he could have added that in. I agree.
I didn't see it. Now, in respect to the prime minister, maybe y'all could use that as a thing to run during this election process. You know, because maybe y'all could play the prime minister's response to the question when he was addressing the leader of the opposition, propose idea of implementing a national lottery. You all heard the prime minister's response. I'm still
played the response yesterday, and I said then, and I continue to say that he's got himself all twisted in knots and out of position on this. It's a very strange position that he's trying to hold. It's untenable. And then we got a chance to listen to a little bit of a candidate, Mr. Bastian, his responses this morning on morning. So we're definitely going to be dealing with that during the show.
Cleaver, all I got from the PM's message on you know, to Mr. Pintard was, I think it went something like this, if I remember.
Slush fund. Corruptors.
Slush fund.
Corruptors. That's very strange.
That's where he lost me. So
about the prime minister used to the Dominican Republic, right? But when I was in high school many years ago, I'm in the 80s, the Dominican Republic had a national lottery in place. From in this, it had to have been from the 70s, because I went to government high between 1980 and 83. So it had to have been from in the 70s. They had a national lottery, so they're very well experienced in this regard. They had a national lottery where they would raffle houses.
Okay.
To residents.
That's interesting.
To citizens. And they were able to. And so if they had a glitch in the system in 2021, from in the 70s to 2021, that's a good run. You know, And it shows that the process, like the Prime Minister said, in respect to persons who are being found without documents, he said that we should be commended. We should be commending the official because the system is working. But that individual who was caught doing nonsense in the Dominican Republic, it shows that the system is working.
Yeah, system is working. We should commend them. The logic goes both ways. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a poor example that he used, but I don't know the point that he was trying to make. But
oh,
my thing is, I thought their system was working because they were able to catch the individual. Now they're
right.
gotten away. But I believe that we all are in agreement because Bahamians voted for a national lottery, you know.
It seems to be popular. Yeah.
Right. It seems to be popular now. Great points. And we got to see how it plays out this go around too, Cleaver, because I think it'll be done.
It only can play out good because that is something that is needed.
Right. And obviously, if in the first 90 days, a Pintard-led administration plans to institute the Freedom of Information Act, then they come with a national lottery, you know from day one that both entities will be monitored on the ground and be transparent and accountable, and Bahamians will benefit.
Hating, right? But when you look at this gaming process, the way we do gaming in the Bahamas, the way it is set up, no other country on the planet set it up the way we set it up, where we turn it over to private citizens. That doesn't work that way.
Nope. Good stuff, Cleaver. I got to get to these other calls. But no, you're on point, and it was a referendum that turned into an opinion poll, and here we are. Talking Heads.
Hey,
good afternoon.
I just shouted like that argument for the pressing this mute button, and I know you click on your fingers.
Yeah, man. No, that's fine. Why are you dragging your foot?
A couple things in my hand.
All right, I was dragging my foot because I was tired today, but anyway, I know how that foot dragged this field. What's going on?
I get a request for you. Mary J., good afternoon. Me and you too, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mom.
The pauper, what's happening?
Respect, Mary J. Respect, Naughty Man. Naughty, I was saying I had a request from you, but first of all, Naughty, you should have seen me PLP pauper on the porch. Can't on bad like back in the days when my boy Bannister was alive.
Did you tell them when they passed by that they need to come talk to me and come see me? Because I'm thinking of going F&M as a PLP.
I said, why don't you be your blind set, boy? And I so happy to hear the things them. The MC can on bad, Michael Folks can on bad, Dr. Sands can on bad, Michael, the incoming Prime Minister can on bad, saying he don't have no problem with us PLPs, it's just the leadership and all that. But my request to you, man, please, man, Naughty Man, tell someone to text it to you or send it to you so you can play it before you come. I want to hear Clement Shea song, man. I want to hear a song,
I can see, man.
Back in the days, like I didn't know.
Hold on. Now, you know me and Daddy Clem tight from long time.
Back in the days.
Yes, without fear.
I was telling you about L.A. Saturday. So
Soldier Road time. Oh, watch this. Let me tell you about Soldier Road then. Let me show you a vibe. Right through that same corner where you're talking about Clem, you had Stanley and Animal Major.
Right?
Hold on. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, sorry.
And Miss Major had the best pineapple tart in the world. Shout out to Miss Major if she's still around. If not, Lord bless her. But let me tell you, that was the best pineapple tart ever, ever, ever. Shout out Stanley. R.I.P. Animal.
What are you talking about off Soldier Road?
Are you mean? And all in the back there, I calling it right where it was. What you talking?
Yeah, Ms. Major was hard on it. Stanley, them, they was hard on it. But I thought you didn't mean like in Regency Park. You don't know Ms. Gardner through the corner where Grace Gospel Church is, what you call that, Palmetto?
Yes, indeed. And you go around by Ms. Gardner and get your cup and you stop after you play ball on Grace.
But her husband was a taxi driver. She used to make some good pineapple.
Correct.
But I was wondering if someone could, if you don't have it in your phone, if you could have played before you and Mary J. leave the
day. I can make sure I do a thing just for you, Papa.
You look for it.
Please, Mom. But Grandma Sherry used to call him the pirate. One last thing. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this morning, Dwight had thing I'm on. Sorry. The number man, His Excellency, Sabas, right? I don't know if he's still an ambassador or what, but he had him on. Dwight did a good job, you know. And Dwight is a decent human being. And in spite of whatever we feel as human beings, I guess when it comes down to your job, you got to conduct yourself. So Dwight, I give Dwight an A for that. Or don't play any people mightn't be pleased. Oh, he let him get away. He didn't ask him this. He didn't ask him that. But I take hats off to Dwight. One of the things that I would have filed from Sebastian if it was possible, because Sebastian sounded like a person who very powerful with money, a powerful man with money. He don't sound humble to me. He don't sound like no one who was a servant. And I mean servant to listen to the people. It sounds like, I don't know if the word is adamant, what they say when you can't tell somebody something. I don't know if to say it's hard to believe that we need, if we ever get in there, some people in Fort Charlotte say, God forbid, if we ever get in there, that he would be listening to the people. I don't even think he can listen to the PLP in power, in government or not. I think it could be
hard. He doesn't sound like he don't want to listen to Brave.
Yeah, it's already sounding a little tricky.
What I wanted to ask him, he put all the cards on the table, talk about how he sells shares in Ireland, like, and put it in a this one and that one and all that. I want to know, brother, how much we got to pay you and your crew back for all these PPPs, the courthouse, the different bills, with this government signed PPP, private-public partnership with you. We don't know what kind of interest we can pay back. We hear you talking about y'all and spend $50 million back with the Bahamian people or every year or something like that. But how much we paying? Is it more than $50 million where we got to pay you interest for building the corridor, building this and that? That should never be private.
Excellent points, Papa. But I got to get to the break, and I got to get these two calls in before the break. But good stuff and great questions. Good points, Papa. Let's get to these other calls real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty and MJ.
Jeff, what's happening? Got to make it quick. We're hard to the break.
Yeah.
What you got?
Listen, only one thing I wanted to say here, and I really wish that the Bahamian people would get this thing out of their head about crowds at these rallies. You know, the people attending these crowds doesn't mean that, you know, when come election, that means an instant win. That doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
You know, many times they had crowds and they lost.
Yeah, no.
They need to stop.
Jeff, I remember in 2020 when they were making fun of Biden because he didn't have the crowds, and then he won. Then in 2024, they made fun of Trump because he couldn't fill an arena, and then he won. So the crowds in this social media age, I think, is a different story. But yeah, thank you.
Exactly. And I said to them today, you know, a lot of persons who are already affiliated with a lot of them here in the Bahamas, they don't necessarily go out to be in the crowd. They stay at home, especially if you live streaming. They're at home watching the live stream as if they're there. So this election is going to be very, very, very close in my humble view. But, you know, let them continue thinking that it's a landslide victory for their team. But we'll keep our eyes open. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Whoever is listening to Talking Heads, I appreciate you listening and conveying the message to Mr. Cooper. Because Mr. Cooper has just replied to me, forwarded, Naughty, forwarded, Guardian Radio, forwarded, about dredging in Exuma, forwarded, and the hotel in Exuma. Mr. Cooper, bring down the bed, please. Let me send it to whoever's listening on your behalf. Again, you are cordially invited to come on Talking Heads. We won't mention the last two times that you flaked after you said that you were coming and your assistant was going to call and rebook. We ain't going to talk about that. All right? But the invitation is cordially extended to you again to make an appearance right here on Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ. Let's talk all things in Zuma, including the Integra Project, including the fact that it is way overscaled, including the fact that you are so into $1.2 billion in Exuma, you can't see the damage that it presents in the future, and that the dredging, and done by an individual who, because of scale, floundered on Cove Key and is no longer part of that, you know, administration. Some people say you floundering and you may not want to be the leadership of this next administration because Sebastian plotting on you. So let's talk about all that, Mr. Cooper. And you could cut out your middleman or middlewoman, and we could talk right here on Talking Heads. You were such good friends when you were in opposition. You would always come on the show when we were on Shirley Street.
He did.
And now
he was
you dollar whining like Chester Cheese from the Cheetos commercial.
I liked our conversations back then, but I guess he's busy.
And I promise you, we'll talk just about Exuma. I ain't going to beat you up over the Grand Lucan because we know that was flop city. You fumbled that at the 1. Then they gave it back to you at the 50 and you fumbled it again. Money in the bank yet?
Can't put all of that on him, though.
So
I mean, because at that big unveiling the other day, Minister Grand Bahama was front and center.
I expect
the Prime Minister was front and center, so you can't put all of that on him.
I expect you to be the bold, brave PLP to come on Talking Heads, Mr. Cooper. We don't bite, and you, my friend, regardless. And I don't want you on this show. They plotting on you. They trying to make you look bad. I don't know if you're listening or not, but come on the show, and we'll chop it up, my brother.
All right, we got to take a break right here. Callers, we see you. Texters, we see all of your texts. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they...
see, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is definitely the time for Bomzy to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollment courses, students from across the family of islands. Because in Bomzy, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
KFC, you got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little play for wild. Brioche your bun soft, the cloud on this ride.
KFC, get chicky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, April 15th edition of Talking Heads. Just for clarity's sake, to the obviously earpiece PLP listener who listens to the show on behalf of Mr. Cooper, please don't misquote me. That's the problem with a lot of your PLPs. You all misquote and get the information all bungy backwards.
Kapunkle up.
Kapunkle right up, and that's part of the problem. Yes, it was at the beginning of the show that I mentioned it before we went to the break. Yes, I did say you seemed to be very chummy with Mr. McLean, the developer up there. I said that. I stand by that. And yes, you did fail with the Grand Lucayan. I stand by that. You failed on it multiple times. And just to get it right, Texter, I said he fumbled on the 1 and on the 50 and kept fumbling. So yes, it was an epic failure, the Grand Lucayan. But don't quote me and tell Mr. Cooper I said he had no potential. I said he had so much potential.
And I said he
so much potential.
Does.
But maybe he listens to cronies like you. That's why he looks like Boo Boo the Fool in public sometimes. Because maybe he's listening to cronies like you that can't get the information right. So what I'm going to tell you is, quote me all you want. Just don't misquote me. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Naughty, and to you, MJ.
Hey, C. Allen.
Listen, yes. Let it fire rapid. Phone lines blowing up.
Okay.
Text lines blowing up, and I want to hear what you got to say. What you got?
Okay, just to let you know, Cooper is very good at failing. We have Carl Villas. We have the West End Imagine, what they call our West End Reimagine project. You have the Agia Living. I could give you about 20 to 30 announcements that is made in the tunes of billions of dollars, so it's nothing new. It's actually serious competitors, PLP administration. But just for a point, let me just get to the gaming, because we already now see that Powerball is going international. And so it brings you to the point that just for Flowers, for Mr. Flowers, just for you to know that Mr. Flowers, during the gambling debate over a decade ago, 13 years ago, he did say that the government should and could run a lottery at the same time. The numbers houses was being done. So this new announcement is nothing new. it's been consistent from then to now in what was possible for us to happen. So this concept that they both can't run at the same time. Let's start right now, because we always start wrong, we finish wrong. There is no such thing when it comes to gaming. There's no such thing as a web shop anywhere. A web shop is an internet cafe that you go to. So this concept that we redefine a web shop is garbage. There's no such thing as numbers. It was a colloquium or whatever the word we use in the Bahamas. But there's no definition of a numbers place in the world. It's called lottery. There's no such thing that exists ever. Not then, not for our debate, called spinning. It doesn't exist. It's called casinos. Okay? So once we get to understand these things, then we can understand how you put them in context for internationally. I heard Mr. Sabas, His Excellency Bastian, on Dwight Show today. And I remember the last time he was on Guardian Radio. I think I co-host that show with Daryl Miller when we had the debate downtown on gaming.
Yeah.
Got to speed you
up a little bit, Cialis. We got the phone line.
No, right, because it's important, right? Because I hear people talk about their opinions. I'm talking about evidence, right? We had that debate, and I invite us to have that same debate again so he could disappear from Guardian for another 13 years.
We got you, Cialis.
We got to get to these other calls. Good points. Talking heads.
Okay, let's pause the calls for a moment.
Let's just get this one in and get this one out of the way, and then
Let's go, caller.
Talking heads.
A pleasant good evening, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey,
Sparky. On the phone.
Yes, I'm good, Sparky. I saw your video, man. I very impassioned about you for doing that, man, and speaking out. I can't say you hit up Brave just as hard as you hit up Minnis last go around. Can't say you ain't an equal opportunity blow thrower.
Well, at 75 years old now, the way things been going, Naughty. Most of all my childhood friends dead and gone, who ain't sick and going soon. God must have got me up for a reason. This might be my last time in a voting in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I got to think but my country. I got to think but my God first. My country next, then me, then my children, my grandchildren. And I got a great-grandson now.
There you go. Congratulations.
Now, MJ and Naughty, I'm pleased to announce that the other day I went up to Rocky Farm and I purchased over $700 with a fruit tree.
What? Oh, my goodness. Good
and
stuff.
Today, before 12 o'clock today, my people put down $700
worth
of fruit trees in Pride State Park.
Good
stuff, Sparky.
Put down with black cow manure. They've been watered. And now I can put down some more fruit trees before election.
Congratulations. Well done.
Now, Sparky, what kind of trees? Tell me real quick, because I got to get to the break. Tell me.
I put down sour sap, governor plum, tamarind, dilly.
Ooh.
MJ like plum, tamarind, and dilly.
Plums, yeah.
Breadfruit.
Nice.
I put breadfruit, avocado, I got bananas.
Listen.
I got all kind of. I love it. Every 10 feet on the park. I'm going around the park except the entrance park. But then, you know, we got to bring trailers in when they have functions. They got to keep that clear.
There you go.
Every 10 feet around the park, I am planting fruit trees. So in the future, children and adults and visitors to Pride of State will be able to pick whatever in season forever.
Thank you so much, Sparky.
Good stuff, Sparky. Appreciate you.
That sounds like a lot of fruits. I would live in that park. You know,
wait,
that sounds so good.
And hog plum? Another one called
every kind of plum. Let's get to some of the texts. Good afternoon. How come there are gambling houses only in the poor areas and not in the rich areas? You will never find a gambling house in the high-class rich areas, only the poor and the ghetto areas. Why is that? I think you know why. You know why, Texter. I truly believe the national lottery is a winning topic for the FNM. Until the election, I'm sure the other party won the conversation. Change it. Have the PLP on defense. I think that they were out. I'm very surprised that they weren't prepared. I mean, once they heard the idea, right, that they weren't prepared and how they would respond to this idea, because it's become a major topic of conversation. Of course, you know, other things dominate. You know, we still talk a lot about healthcare. We talk about immigration. We talk about crime. We talk about education. We talk about the cost of living. But now this is emerging as a major point of conversation, not strictly because of lottery itself, you know, but because I think it ties into other things that Bahamians are feeling, which is, when is it going to be our time to be able to profit and you know, grow our businesses and enter certain businesses that have been off limits to the majority of the population for a long time. So I think it's not just a conversation about lottery, whether it's a good, it's more about what do we want for our country and for Bahamians moving forward. You also have the issue of the moratorium that's coming up in July.
Correct.
So a lot of people are very interested to see how the parties feel about this topic, because it ties into more than just numbers themselves. It ties into opportunities and expanding industries that were typically, you know, just reserved for the few and not for the many. So that's why I think it's important.
And I just want folks to know that we discussed this. Remember now, months ago when the rumblings came out, when he all of a sudden said cabinet ministers should get a raise, we sat in the show with, what happened? You thinking about getting into politics? Then right after that, it became, he was the candidate for Fort Charlotte.
Well, we'll talk a little bit, because I thought that...
People want to know what the ulterior motive really is. And a lot of people, the first thing they tell me...
And
that's,
you know,
great,
that's,
but people want to know about the moratorium as well, too.
That's an important thing. And I think
25 years is a long time.
Dwight did an excellent job this morning. So many people were texting me this morning. I think Dwight did an excellent job this morning, because he got certain questions out for sure that I wanted to hear, Mr. Bastian's. He's our candidate in Fort Charlotte, right? Like, we have to examine him as a candidate. And he got some important questions out.
I'm just going to put it like this. You take a man on his word, correct?
Typically.
And especially in politics.
Depends on the man, though.
Especially if you want to get into politics.
Let's be real.
What I'm going to say is, you can't make a commitment and then dollar wine and go elsewhere. So I'm just going to leave that like that, but that speaks volumes to me. And I could only take you on face value. I could only take you on your word. And your first impression is a lasting one. And when you make a commitment and you drop the ball on that commitment, as far as an appearance, you tell me all I need to know.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that in the next hour, because there were some things that he said that I think we really need to discuss. I think that they're important, so we'll go over that. Of course, we got this.
You know, we
got
to talk about this
in the Guardian. That is, like, we've talked about
this
before.
This overspending, budget wrecking,
beaches and parks, $141 million.
Michelle Barnaby, what did you do?
Well, he also has, like, one of the worst attendance records in the house.
Horrible.
I think he's third worst.
And this picture is suitable. Him in the Guardian with the who farted look all over his face, because he has been clueless in his capacity at Beaches and Parks. The Beaches and Parks are in piss poor condition. There are kids that can't play on the parks. There are elderly folks that can't enjoy the parks. There are hazards on numerous parks throughout this country. And to see it go to $141 million galls me, because here I was tracking it to $54 million and saying, my God, that's bad enough. You really suck in your capacity. But for $141 million, my God, where's the money gone? Now you talk about slush fund.
Yeah, that on its
You talk about electioneering, Mr. Barnaby.
That kind of looking like a slush fund.
Yeah, Mr. Barnaby, let me quote you in the House of Assembly. Madam Speaker, if it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck...
Quacks,
must be a duck.
Quacks like a duck.
If it looks like electioneering, well, that it must be. Well, you look like you electioneering, Mr. Barnaby. $141 million?
Yeah, he's got to explain that. I mean, there's no way that just sits
And if
there.
You can't explain it, you need to be fired. Well, you need to be removed by the Prime Minister in your capacity.
He's no longer an MP.
Right? But your citizens in Mount Moriah, I mean, come on. I hope you don't treat them like how you treat us.
Limited information. All right, so we have to take a break here for the news, but we'll talk about beaches and parks a little bit, because this number is gobsmacking. And then we'll talk a little bit about Mr. Bastian. I think Dwight did a good job with some questions this morning, and some of them, I just want to highlight some of the responses, because I think he's going to have to explain himself a little bit better. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9
One
FM.
Second. We got something for the break for Papa. We got it lined up.
Oh, we have something for Pop. Oh,
Pop, I got it lined up for you. You know, I tell you, this Naughty and MJ.
Oh, boy.
All right, we make it happen for
you. And
then
we have to play some the other song to balance it. Okay, all right, let's listen to it. You got to balance it.
Working just for you. Can't be on there lurking, only working for the few.
Y'all send me the PLP song y'all want me to play. I can line that up for y'all too.
MacGyver song to play in a minute.
Text me.
real brave. Get rid of them, the BLP. Don't hurt me sick of them Bahamians. I'm telling you, please make up your mind up and end me. Tell brave, how we sick of them, the BLP. I think get rid of them Bahamians.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get chicky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so litty. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waste, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All right, you're back at you right here on Talking Heads.
Nice and balanced.
April 15th, Wednesday edition.
We love Clem.
Hey, Angela, shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy, Julian. Yeah. Julian, you have this election campaign, you have become the new. My grandparents were subsistence farmers in Cat Island, and you have replaced that, bro. This go around, and I much prefer this.
Than that.
And to the rabid PLP listener texter, when you see Julian will tell you, Julian say, yeah, but Naughty told me that to my face. He was right down on ATM line, Thompson Boulevard, Scotiabank, and Naughty crack joke on me as always.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay, then.
Let's get some of these texts out of the way. Texters, thank you for being patient. This texter says, good afternoon. Last year, October, Mr. Pickstock's crew promised to address the derelict vehicles and old boat on the side of the road through Firefly Close off Carmichael Road. Nothing has been done up till now. Really? I mean, he had the shortest
texture,
time to make a good impression.
But I told you that.
Okay, Mr. Pickstock.
I told you he was flambeing, groundbreaking, and pump faking, man.
Get on it. Firefly Close. They say you being derelict and removing the derelict vehicles. This texter says, did our population grow by 200,000 in 4.5 years? Not by it, but apparently the number of registered voters has increased to 205,000 at least. And yeah, that's a lot. This person says, can I ask this? Is that 200,000 new voters? Or that is everything on the register. They're saying roughly, just rough, because they don't have the final figures yet, around 205,000 persons on the register in total.
All right. Go ahead.
This next texter says, while the sale of the Grand Ukiah is good news, demolition of Grand Ukiah deal should not been a sham last year. Dwight asked the pertinent questions to Sebastian this morning, but he should not dismiss the FNM's ability for a lottery. We're going to talk about that. Thank you very much, Texas. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Hi, caller.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, MJ and Noddy.
Hey, good afternoon.
First time caller, undecided voter.
Okay, undecided.
My issue is they talk about the national lottery, which is good for the country, but when are they going to allow Bahamians to actually, seeing that everybody's talking about gambling,
right?
When are we going to be allowed to actually gamble in the casinos and the hotel?
My brother, I would chew.
If I tell you something,
if I ask
that question, honestly, we'll all be down there.
I'm rounding up a gang. Don't be a stranger first time,
we'll
all right?
We'll all be down there by the
Supreme Court. Become part of the convo, because guess what? I would chew.
Good stuff.
Me and you need to be able to go in and I need to say, hey, I need to put 50 on black, 50 on red.
If I tell them what to do, you'll be in the Supreme Court.
I won't lie to you.
Oh, boy.
I won't lie to you. I think that the first time that we were allowed to do it, I would just run hard in there and just, for the first time, just get it out of the way.
You're not allowed to do it? You're not allowed to do it?
Well.
Anyway, that's a different conversation.
Mind you, I pushed that envelope, you know.
I don't start before elections.
I pushed that envelope.
I don't start.
Here's an interesting text, though, MJ.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Little heads up. Naughty, you were talking about the failings of Mr. Cooper. Every investment Mr. Cooper has announced on Grand Bahama, Bimini, Andrus, and Exuma has died. Aegea Living, the first crypto development, Gin, Reunion Key, West End, Six Senses, Coral Villas, and so much more.
I know about Six Senses. They haven't gotten up.
That's not the Midas touch. That's the opposite of the Midas touch.
That's unfortunate.
But and guess what? What about Six Senses? All of that hullabaloo. What did I know?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Nada, nothing, zero, zilch. Empty lot with a fence around it.
This texter says, is it true that there's only two working ambulances on New Providence? Can you look into this, please? We can look into that because I would not think, I mean, ain't no way. Maybe for the public, you know,
I still see a bunch
parked
out here in the Thompson Boulevard area. That means that they can't be driven because of stick shifts. If that's the case, then it could only be two functioning
in the public health care. We know doctors have their ambulances. We know Oakview Medical has their ambulances. But that is a great question. We'll look into it. The texter says, good day, Naughty and MJ. We trusted a young Elo Pinlin, a young AD Hanna to lead us to majority rule. So why is it so difficult now for us to promote or elevate today's generation of qualified persons in the public service? These dinosaurs want to die in management at these government corporations. Okay. All right. So let's get into Texas. We'll get to more of your texts in a bit, but let's get into some of the headlines because we need to figure out what's going on in our country. Beaches and parks.
$141 million.
Where did the money
go?
Where
no accountability on how funds have been spent. Don't have an idea how they've been spent.
It's difficult because when you look around, and we've been talking about it, not just us, many people, that the beaches and the parks do not look up to standard. Even just a few years ago, everything seems to be in decline. There have been some parks that have been, you know, kind of jazzed up because their MPs sat there. And so they, you know, they got them looking a little bit better. They put in some of the work, especially potential candidates. But when I hear that we've spent $141 million, there shouldn't be a beach or park in this country that doesn't look just, you know,
Saunders
Super.
Beach, absolutely deplorable.
It's falling down. It is falling down.
You go further west, you got other parts in disarray. Delaporte Park needs repair. And that's in Killarney.
Yeah, and everybody, I mean, that's a popular part for
Correct.
Basketball.
Further out, I mean, you still got Bacardi Road. That park always needs, it was a great investment by Bacardi to put there, maintain the park, keep it up.
Yeah.
And listen, if you are going to floss, and do things that you can do out of your pocket, Sabas, and don't have to be in government to do, like pave the basketball courts, you don't pave them with tar. Mm-mm. That ain't gonna work. That leads to long-term knee damage, ankle damage, back injuries.
What is supposed to be used?
If you want these kids to, they have a rubber seal goes on the outside that That's right. More like a...
It absorbs...
You can play on the ground hard, but it's an absorption coating that they put on. And then they've added to a lot of, you know, basketball courts or outdoor basketball courts.
Okay.
Extremely popular in the Philippines where they
maybe
have a lot of outdoor courts.
Maybe they didn't know. So
maybe you should do that. And yeah, I commend you for trying to fix up the parks, but I mean...
$141 million is a lot, though. I think Mr. Barnaby needs to, like... Oh, you just need to get on that stage. I don't want to hear you talking about nothing outside the rally.
You on the stage?
Nothing outside any rally except...
You know how many beaches and parks are probably looking for him because they need to get paid?
Except how you spend that $141 million because it is a lot and it's terrible.
That's electioneering.
It's not been audited, so we don't know. It is kind of looking a little slushy. Little slushy fundy. So
every year over budget.
You gotta fix that. Come
but
on
it's
now.
Amazing. Every year. And then there still is no public information on the authority spending for quarter four of the 2024-2025 fiscal year.
So we just don't
have to go in over budget year after year.
So we don't
even
know the full extent of it. This is just a
and the PM
snapshot.
Wants to talk about slush funds. Let's talk about this.
Oh boy. And let's talk about this lottery, right? Because this has now become something that a lot of people seem interested in. Bahamians seem to, you know, want to get their opinions out there, which is that, you know, since we're doing this thing, why not a national lottery? You know, why not? And I've heard some of the arguments about, you know, the governor would be another numbers for, is that the way they put it? It's really mind-boggling to me to try to frame this in this way because it really doesn't make sense. All right, so you guys know that Sabas was a guest on Morning Blend this morning. Shout out to Dwight. I think he did a great job. And when asked about this, he initially kind of seemed to say, you know, the idea about sending it into the, for these particular projects, that's a great idea. As for the lottery itself, this is a tricky position for him. So he couldn't come out and say, oh, I have a problem with it. Instead, he tried to rely on an argument that if we look at it on the face of it, it is absolutely nonsensical. He actually asked the question, who has the expertise to run a national lottery? Like, I'm shocked that was his first line of defense. So let's listen to him.
Where was his expertise to run a web shop in Number House before he got into the business?
And when he was much younger, you know, and he kind of hinted that we have these politicians. I think a fallacy and a fundamentally incorrect notion that Mr. Bastian has in terms of this expertise is it's not limited to the 41 candidates you see before you. The expertise of a party isn't even limited to that because there are many persons that are not frontline but that do participate and do have expertise in many and varied areas, much less a government that can go out there and pay for expertise. That's why we have this, you know, ballooned contractors budget, you know, and consultancy budget. I mean, to say that there is no expertise when you were running around as a little, 20-something-year-old, racking up expertise in gambling, and you now have professionals, business people, lawyers, doctors, so forth. So I'm not even talking about the people in the background that are quite capable of figuring this thing out. To use expertise as a line of defense is actually pretty, pretty dumb as an explanation. And worse than that, to admit that you yourself brought in foreign consultants, that was quite something. So let's listen to him talk about how there's no expertise and then admit he brought in expertise.
The fifth point is, what are the 41 candidates? You all familiar with the 41 candidates?
Some.
Okay. I'm just asking. You don't know a man with, which one of them have the capacity to efficiently implement and operate this lottery? Mm-hmm. And I say that with the most respect. I'm just saying from the outside looking, I don't know them to have the expertise. Not saying that they're not intelligent, qualified, educated persons. I don't see from the outside looking who has the expertise. Which so leads
you're
me
saying they should have had a number of men running on there.
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. Who will be the operator?
So if they teamed up with an international operator, would
that
be offensive?
And then if they team up with an international operator, then Bahamian people, we now have a clear indication. Or when they say they work for you and not the few, then we need to know who's you, because it ain't sound like it's me. And that is how we got here after 53 years, because we've basically convinced ourselves of the notion that Bahamians can't do anything. So now our idea is to introduce a national lottery. Get it? Because I know the local expertise don't exist in terms, not even in operating, nor in the technology. So now a foreign company has to come into the Bahamas.
I mean, your company has engaged foreign consultants on things as well.
Yeah, okay, but we're predominantly, our staff compilation is still 99% Bahamian. Yeah. And 1% foreigners in our
country. Oh, all right, my gosh. You cannot make this up, people. You cannot make it up.
When I am Mr. Bastian, when I am Sebastian, listen, I feel that there should be like a men's cologne commercial playing.
Boy.
Like,
oh, you mean he got that kind of voice?
Arrogance. Oh. A scent designed and inspired by Sebastian.
Oh, boy.
Arrogance.
Oh, boy.
In John Bull. Perfumery. Okay. May 2026.
Right. So let's listen to the logic.
Arrogance. Who else could do it but me?
So the reason that the lottery doesn't make sense is because we don't have the expertise. But then if we say we're going to bring in the expertise, then it becomes, hey, wait a minute. You guys don't realize Bahamians could do it. But you just said that we apparently don't have the expertise, which I disagree with, by the way.
Bonnie, and you then, could have the expertise,
right,
but we can't.
And then we talk about maybe bringing some consultants to help. And then it's like, no, because then you're not using Bahamians. But then we found out. You don't use all Bahamians.
And now it reeks of rules for me and rules
sense.
For thee. And
this
that,
doesn't
that
make
ain't
sense.
Gonna work.
And I'm very surprised he didn't have a better response to a very easy question. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Good afternoon,
good
Madam MD.
Good afternoon.
I'm the naughty one.
What's going on, Dennis?
Tabegwok called National Lottery. The Chief Bonobo and someone who even have to defend the administration because even he ain't never been a member of parliament and yet, hey, he's just a candidate, right?
Yeah, he's a candidate.
They say when you throw a rock in a park, you know which one it hit because that's when they start hollering, right?
That's what we hear. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller. Let's go. The phone lines are lit. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you guys, good show as usual. Yeah, I believe, you know, the lottery. You know, like it was proposed, the referendum.
Right. The opinion poll.
Yeah, but that's what they call it after the fact, after they got the rejection,
they got a no.
After they got the results, right? You know, because they only was playing on the emotions of the Bahamian people, and after they get the results, you know, it's called a opinion poll. Right, and now we have the professionals of the, you know, we have professionals would see that, you know, a country really don't need
a moratorium on numbers.
No, with the gambling thing with the
web shops.
No.
Lottery.
The lottery, right? Sorry, my bad. Now we have a professional, right? Who voicing his opinion that saying that you know, we don't really need this lottery, right? Because, you know, what I get from it is he don't want nobody to tap into in that little paradise situation what they have. And if the PLP should win the government and he should win his seat, then what I gather in from this is the reason for him really going in the house was so that they could log down that free money that they are getting on the backs of poor people, right? Because if you truly care about the development of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, right, then things like lotteries, right, that, you know,
right, that benefit the people that we should have had
long time, right?
Right,
should have been something you're supposed to be cheering for,
yeah,
right? Because a lottery only could, if it ran right, it only could benefit the citizens. But it appears that, you know, we, the citizens, are only here just to pay tax, man. You guys have a nice
Thank
Good
you so
stuff.
Much, Paul.
Appreciate your call. Talking heads.
Naughty and MJ, I had to call back.
Hey.
Listen, when I heard that this morning, man, the only two things ran across my mind. What a tangled web was weaved. This is the first time I ever heard he stumbled on his words. He tried to find words to fit the narrative so it isn't made to appear as if he's afraid of what this thing is going to do. like the previous caller rightfully said, it is their paradise. He don't want anyone else to tap into that paradise. That's why they slammed the door shut. They made sure the government slammed the door shut so nobody else could get in to this paradise. And it is ridiculous. So the seven persons who's in the gaming industry right now has closed the door to ensure nobody else taps into the ability to make the kind or even come close to the kinds of monies that they pull in. The national lottery does make sense because then it is controlled for things that the Bahamian people desire to have monies to cater to. Sporting, the young people who are now learning how to sail, you could do charity.
Right.
You could do all kinds of other things.
Okay.
So what is the reluctance? What is the true reluctance why they don't want this thing to go to a national lottery?
That's what we have to ask them, yeah. Did we lose?
Talk about the expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And where did he get his expertise? But as it applies to gaming,
yeah.
Did he not have the top?
And
the
we do have.
People
we do. The thing is, we do have a lot of experts. I know persons that work in the gaming industry, and they are some of the best professionals you will ever see. Right. So we do have the expertise.
I worked in the hotel industry 34 years in the casinos, and we have people right in the casinos who, if armed with relevant information, people in IT software that govern the casino environment, we have people here who can do it. We have them in sales.
Yeah,
who
I
can
agree.
Do it. Again, like I said, and I close on this, there seems to be a reluctance where, like I always said, the mandate here is to keep the Bahamian people dumbed down and confused, not able to make really the tangible money as some of these big people are doing, and they want to keep us exactly where we are. We have to fix this. But thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Talking Heads.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Hi.
Naughty.
What's happening?
It's a reason why he coming in the play, you know. See, you got to realize that they have a feeling one of these parties is going to bring the national lotto. See, you got to look at it from a long term, man. You got to look at it. You got to smell the smoke in the air. They know what's going on. Why do you think they want to see this for the next 25 more years?
Yeah.
You understand the government? Yep. Know this
in Camden, they got a lot of hedge in your bets.
They had no reason to come and eat demand, you know, to sit down and watch, look over and see, you almost, you could touch the sky. They could get skyscrapers and all them things. It's like a prince.
I got you.
The prince come and sit now to be underneath all a bunch of men them inside the House of Parliament for what? And you get more money than all of them in there.
That's an interesting question. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller. The explanation that we don't have the expertise, that really does not hold water. I know so many professionals in the gaming industry here, and they're so smart and talented and very professional. So I don't know why he went that route. But here's something that he said that I think could be a little bit more problematic. Not because he effusively agreed that the FNM's plan to direct these funds towards youth programs, not because he said it so many times this morning, it sounded like an FNM candidate, but also because of the way that he handled a question Dwight asked him about agreeing with the prime minister's assessment of the lottery. Bear in mind, the prime minister is the leader of the party. We're less than a month away from election. The prime minister says something, particularly to the media on stage. I'm looking at that as the policy of the party. I don't expect to hear too many candidates out there voicing opinions that necessarily stray from the party line. This is a discipline question here. And I'm sure that there are some PLPs out there that may not have been quite too excited to hear the way he kind of differentiated his opinion from the prime minister's opinion, which is acceptable in normal times, right? They come on and they say, okay, the party says this, but I will tell you I feel this way, but that's just my opinion. And they make sure to say it, and they're very kind of apologetic about it. Just my opinion, but the party says this. Right now, when the prime minister speaks, that's the PLP speaking. That is the PLP speaking. So I don't expect to hear different opinions that are varied. But here's what he said about the idea that the FNM presented and how he feels and how the prime minister feels and how, you know, the prime minister could have his opinion, but he has his own. Let's listen to him.
I think that is a fantastic idea, right? And with the FNM put forward and how you direct proceeds from funds, it's a fantastic idea. I think I am in 100% of support of the FNM's plan to how we divert proceeds from gaming. So let's take this tax revenue and let's immediately, I don't know if we could add another page to our blueprint for progress at this time, but possibly we should just insert that. I think that's a great idea.
So you don't agree with the Prime Minister that this could be a slush fund, though?
I'm not getting into what the Prime Minister said or didn't say. I'm here to talk about what my views are. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister can speak to his own views. Okay, that is my views. I've articulated them, and that's it.
Wow. Today's word, flippant.
Well, today's word is...
the audacity.
Audacity. I mean...
you...
the Prime Minister could have his opinion, my opinion, and that's
you
it.
You ain't even on the team officially yet, and you rocking the boat with the head coach?
And at the time, you know, there are times where you have... you have space to do that and say that. I don't think this is the time. I expect everyone to be... but, you know, I have said already that this particular issue seems to have caught them flat-footed. Don't have a unified response to this yet. So you have everybody out there kind of just ad hoc saying, you know, whatever it is they feel about this whole issue of a lottery. Why isn't there a unified response? And then talking about adding it to the blueprint, y'all don't have a platform committee that already decided on this.
I think adding to the blueprint is just pure flossing right there in the moment. Yeah, just trying to floss.
Like, I'll just throw it on there. Like,
let me throw it in there.
Is that how it works? One candidate just says, okay, now this is our point of view, and it's not the Prime Minister. Like, what is happening? That's going to need some cleaning up because that is some messy business right there. I'm sorry. But I think the question that was most important, and I'm so glad that Dwight was able to get this one in because I really wanted to hear about this. So, you know, a lot of people are talking about this, the fact that this is a very closed industry right now. There is a moratorium that they received early on that is set to expire pretty soon. And we have heard persons, I'm sure we've heard Mr. Flowers say that, you know, he doesn't think the moratorium needs to continue. You can correct me if I'm misquoting him. I hope I'm not. But I think he's expressed, like, you know, I mean, we don't have to keep this moratorium exclusively like it is right now. But when asked a very simple question, which he should have been prepared for this morning on Morning Blend, Mr. Bastian... and this surprised me. It was almost like vomiting a word salad. Because when you ask, do you support the moratorium? That should take 15 seconds tops. Yes, I do. Because or no, I don't. And let's open it up for everyone. But he spoke for almost 2 minutes. And then at the end, I don't think he really answered the question. I think he just said, that's it. I'm not talking about it anymore. And we never got a concrete yes, I support lifting the moratorium. So bear with us, because I had to sit through it this morning. But let's listen to him. Like I said, he kind of vomited a word salad there, telling us whether or not he supports lifting this moratorium, because I still don't know. Let's listen to him.
The moratorium, should that be lifted?
Should the moratorium? That's up for whatever the administration of the time is. The moratorium is never designed to protect any one individual. And like I said before, we need to elevate the conversation. The conversation, it's stuck in the who too much. The whole thing about gaming was never about the what. Because if it was about the what, then we wouldn't be talking about national lotteries. It's always been about the who benefits. So if we want to keep it in the spirit of who benefits, let's have a conversation. Where I am at in gaming, I'm already past all of that noise. We dealt with that 13 years ago with referendums and all that. This is a mature industry, well-run, over 3,000 employees employed by this industry. The government gets $50 million a year in taxes. It's collected over $500 million in taxes since the introduction of the Gaming Act. The question is, where do we go next? Mm-hmm. The Free National Movement say they want to become a number man next. That's their plan. I'm not disagreeing with it. That's their plan. Everybody deserves to have a plan. But I want, as a citizen of this country, I need to see that plan fleshed out. Who's going to operate it? Is the math going to math more than the $50 million thing? Why aren't we getting the more prudent approach to reallocate the funds now? And then
putting that aside, that's their plan. They have the right to run on that plan and introduce that plan. I've seen good plans. I've seen bad plans. The FNM doesn't have to fail for the PLP to be successful. Mm-hmm. Okay? We are running on our record. We are running on our blueprint for progress. And when it comes to gaming, I want to see more ownership. Okay? No spectator. I don't want to sit on the side and watch people speculate if this is a good idea, this is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. So we're going to encourage that more owners become a part of the industry.
So you would not be opposed to the moratorium.
And that's it, and that's all. So let's shift the four, Charlotte.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He should have been ready for that. That's it, and that's all. He didn't answer. Did we get an answer there? It didn't sound like an answer to me. What is happening? What is happening right now? All right, we got the phone lines are lit again. Let's go to the phone lines, and we'll comment on that. Talking Heads.
Hello. Talk,
hi.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah, listen, man. When you get a kind of money, it's a basket. You were the head fella in charge, man. The boss I know the dealers. He already recognized that, hey, I don't want these guys doing nothing that I don't approve of because I finance most of these campaigns. I'm the head fella in charge. In a couple of years, he's going to be in charge. But I was hoping that the good nationalist that he appears to be would say, anyhow, if they want to introduce a national lottery, I will assist them since they have all the expertise and I have all the experience and I know how to do this thing in the best interest of my country.
Look at you coming up with good ideas. Look at you.
That's what I thought he would have said. I expected him to say. Because he didn't get enough money.
Right, because
his great-grandchildren can't spend the money.
You make a great point. He has the expertise, according to him, and he and only he. But he says that they don't.
On how web shop and how gaming is supposed to be run in the country.
This is crazy. Thank you.
I don't think Craig Flowers have the infrastructure, nor does Mr. Culmer, nor does Kevin knows. They don't have no infrastructure. That's the vast infrastructure they got.
No, but there are some other competitors in that space that do very well as well. Thank you very much, caller.
Talking Heads.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I hope y'all doing well. So I listened to the audio that you would have just played, and I did listen to the segment, the Morning Blend segment, when he said that. Subsequent to that, I think Dwight posed the question to him again.
He did.
For the end of that segment.
He did. We just played it.
Mm-hmm. He did confirm that he would not oppose. Because that was a big question
One second, hold the line.
Hold the line.
Let's listen, play it again.
No, because it's long.
Okay.
It was a simple question, but it was 2 minutes of rambling and skirting around it. We're going to get the producer to just clip that ending part. Because then Dwight did say, so you're not opposed. And the way that he kind of answered, not answered, was quite interesting. And then he immediately said, that's all, move to Fort Charlotte. So we're going to get that clip part ready for you, caller. So just keep listening now. We're going to see if we got a concrete answer. Hopefully we did. Let's go to the phone lines. Thank you, caller.
Talking Heads.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's happening?
Good evening.
You know, when you're in opposition, you have so much good talk until you get there. Name one entity in this country that government could run successful. You got Bahamas there. You got BPS, you got water and sewage. These are all government-run entities. Are we making any money from any of them? None. So I don't know what's the big deal with this lottery thing back and forward. You understand me? Because government can't run nothing.
I can't. I cannot agree. Listen, we got some problems, yes, but I cannot agree with you on that, caller. But I agree that we do have some issues. Let's go. The phone lines are completely lit.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I heard.
Johnny Two Times is in the building.
Yeah. I heard him this morning.
Hey, hold on. I nicknamed you Johnny Two Times. I didn't call you the new Anton like other people do, bro.
Only
so
like three people have nicknames. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
You're in good company.
I heard him clearly said that he, basically feels as though that there should be other game persons in the gaming industry. And that was it. If you just played it again.
We're going to play the little piece of it, the way he continued his conversation.
He just felt as though, I guess he was just saying, okay, I'm answered you already, let's move on.
No. Did you hear that 2 minutes? It's a simple question. Should we lift the moratorium? It's a very simple, as far as interviews go.
You can't explain something in 10 seconds.
And there's some people who could get
arrested. That was two minutes, and then the question still had to be asked.
But listen.
Again, that wasn't 2 seconds.
Let me ask you this,
though.
That was
2 minutes.
All right, let me ask you this, because I've heard you on other talks. You say, well, you know, I called in a couple of weeks ago because we mentioned it. Listen, months ago on this show, when Sabas popped up and said, out of the blue, cabinet ministers need a raise. I knew from that point in time, he had political aspirations. That's fine. That's all well and good. But at the end of the day, you gotta creep before you walk. I heard some very flippant, borderline, arrogant responses there. And especially at the end of the day, considering you are, quote unquote, self-proclaimed expert, then people should be able to ask you questions on it and ask about the moratorium. And the moratorium has always been the carrot in the distance for Sabas. You think me and you got something going on right now, business good, 10 years in, we know nobody can touch us. You and I both want another 25 years. We want that monopoly. We want that moratorium.
It was interesting because one of the things that...
And if I got to get involved in politics to make it happen, then why not? We can flip a coin in the background. Okay, heads, I go. Tails, you go. Heads, it's me. Okay, fine.
One of the things he said, and I'm not sure he said it in a friendly way, is that the government wants to be the 8th numbers man, right? And that he talked about... So he was saying, great idea. Oh, I don't really have a problem. But then he was saying things that would suggest that, you know, this role that the Free National Movement is thinking about, it might be problematic. He said, the government may be the 8th numbers man, and that doesn't mean that that we'll expand the revenue, and then you'll have to come up with the extra $30 million because our revenue will go down. He gave a number, though.
He don't want his revenue to go down.
Well, he said the industry contributes around $50 million a year. And we know what the rate is that they pay. Even if we average it out to 15%, that would mean that in the last 5 years, that industry has taken in $1 billion. The math is
really, wah, 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 wah.
The math is really, you know.
The math ain't math, and I mean,
the math is there. And we know they have about 3,000 employees. Of course, there's software and all that stuff. But the numbers are, it's a huge
Why
industry.
Don't we do this? Let's come up with a compromise. We have the National Lottery. And we continue to have web shops. They pay the $50 million. We allocate that $50 million to where we need to put that spending. And then we allocate what we take from the National Lottery to allocate the spending as well. Everybody happy?
At around 15%. That's $1 billion.
But then
that's
at least the market's opened up that other behemoths could buy into the market and become part of that game. No pun intended.
To help you understand that number, they say we import around $1 billion of food every year. So I want people to really... think about that number.
And me giving Rupert $1 billion a year.
It's crazy.
Let's go to the phone. Nice talking, Ed.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi.
Sebastian said today that no Bahamian know how to run a web show.
Well,
was
the expertise.
Who started out? How did he get to do it?
Well, growing up, you heard the legends in the game, man. They've been around for years. I mean, and it went from writing policy to web shops. But I mean, obviously,
we take your point. That's why I'm so surprised he didn't have a better answer prepared for that. Like that doesn't hold water. You know, that's like the weakest excuse you could possibly say. We don't have the expertise. Gaming is happening all around the world. You know what I mean? We can always, they spend a lot on the consultants. We could bring in consultants to get this thing started. You know, that to me was the weakest line of attack he had against the idea. Even though he said the way that they plan to send the money toward them, great idea.
Great idea, but it got to get there.
Add it to the blueprint for progress. Amazing.
Yeah, one other thing too is a Bahamian company has set up most of the web shops.
So you're saying we have the expertise? Is that what you're saying?
Do.
Okay.
DC Technology did it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, caller. That's good to know. So the government people are listening.
Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again, Naughty. I don't know if you and MJ, when she said that she sat down and had to listen to that with this morning with Mr. Bastian and Dwight there. Did y'all watch it did they stream it like on the Guardian website? Why ask that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see, but I just have to listen.
Right.
It almost sounded like he, when they said they was finished with him, like he walk off, Like he'd walk out the studio.
Oh, I didn't see. No, I'm sure it was.
Normally you sit down and wait. You sit down and wait till the host go to a break or something. That's what they normally do, right?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I just listened to it. I didn't get to see it.
Well, maybe we could ask. I can ask Dwight tomorrow. But Naughty,
yeah, go ahead and ask Dwight.
Naughty, thanks for playing the song for me. That one I'm familiar with. It's the next one called Dangerous. Maybe that ain't clean enough to play on the Guardian 8.
I thought that was it.
Maybe.
No, that ain't it. No, it's Dangerous. Go for the one where they play last night. Dangerous. Right. The PLC is dangerous.
All right, Papa.
All right, Papa.
You have a good one. Let's just hear it just a little piece again. Did we get a clear yes? I support it. Let's just listen.
Become a part of the industry.
So you would not be opposed to the moratorium.
And that's it, and that's all. So let's shift to Fort Charlotte.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Let's play it one more time. Dwight asked a very clear question. You expect to hear yes or no, whatever. Let's play it one more time. Let's get this answer.
Become a part of the industry.
So you would not be opposed to the moratorium.
And that's it, and that's all. So let's shift to Fort Charlotte.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it, and that's all. Let's shift to Fort Charlotte.
The yes was the continuation of what he was saying before.
Right.
And then he just latched on to white.
So y'all trying to wax poetic for Sebastian. The tape don't lie.
Maybe he could go back on stage and make that clear for us. Because how is the PLP so out of position on this particular topic? This is crazy to me. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, it's me again.
Hey, hi.
So this clip, y'all replay it.
Yes.
It's a clip. I don't know if that's the clip. It's a clip, I guess, like 5 minutes before the end of the show.
Oh, no, that's a clip from the end of the show. Now it's a clip 5 minutes before the end of the show. Which clip are you specifically referring to?
We'll revisit it, caller.
Yeah,
but I think towards the end, Dwight did ask him about any contracts that he has with the government and would he be willing to disclose those? And he said that he would with his disclosure. So I think that's what that ending focused on. But I promise you, we'll dig it up. And we could make it even easier if we could. I mean, he has a station right over there, right? He could go and just tell us, hey, man,
or
guys.
Or he could come on Talking Heads.
No problem.
And have the conversation with us.
He seems to have an aversion to that. So he could go and he could just let us all know. Or he could just put it in the blueprint for change since he got the juice like that to make policy on the fly. Crazy. Let's go to the phone.
Because remember, I'm into my views.
He got the juice.
The prime minister got his views.
Hey, I don't know.
Because I got my views.
Add that to the blueprint because I just said it on the radio off the cuff. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty MJ. How you
hey,
doing?
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Yeah, man, you got to realize more hosts less money for him. That's what you got to look at it. You know, the profits will cut down. But did you all see the video with Elswit Johnson that put out on Facebook about the parks in Yamagra?
Oh, I have not seen that. No.
Send it to me, Muff.
No, all right. I got the look for it on Facebook again. Man, when all the parks all break up and when you show no steps and things. So where does $141 million
That is a great question. That's a good question.
Sound like Mr. Barnaby been doing some electioneering a long, long time, eh? Because, boy,
and
I tell you.
And over budget every year from 2021.
Yes.
And no accountability on how funds have been spent. No explanation.
We need an audit.
And then
beaches
still
and parks.
Still
and other places around the world, they send you to jail for that.
Go
and
ahead.
Why they don't want to freedom information.
No, sir.
Naughty and MJ, let me slip this in. That was a daily move with Baldo last night on my boy, on the captain, man. Mm. On Bam, man. I don't like that, man. I don't like that.
Yeah, pull the ankle out from under him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look way over. That's supposed to be a fragrant one, man. So now I hope he gets suspended in the next game. I hope he gets suspended. And Naughty, VJ will be playing his first playing game tonight. Later, 7:30.
VJ will be doing his thing tonight.
And and you say this only April, but hey, the Yankees ain't April in their month, boy. April ain't their month.
But I've been telling you that I worried about them Yankees can go on a little streak. Don't even got to watch nothing, man. Relax yourself.
Okay, and then this should make, I go on this, this should make Baum feel better. That $5 million contract with Asia signed for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, good stuff for her.
Yeah, that should make you feel better. All right, I go on.
That's
hilarious, though, because
it is.
Luca and LeBron and the rest of them said $5 million. That's tip money.
I
use that as tip money.
Bonus for like one category.
Listen, I know the market isn't as big, but I have long said the pay scale in the WNBA
has to be balanced.
Improved.
Yeah, it does. On this lottery business, though, you know, one of the arguments that Mr. Bastian made was about, you know, the amount of revenue that's already coming in from the 7 houses, and, you know, that it's about $50 million a year, and that they would probably drop off the $20 million, so then the government would have to make up the other $30 million. Well, a lottery game would make, if it's done properly, right, you will have substantial funds coming in from a lottery. You know, you probably anywhere from 15 to 25 million, the way y'all like to gamble and bet out there. And then we do have the casino in Grand Bahama coming back on stream pretty soon, we've been promised, right? So that's going to be another stream. So if there are some initial hiccups, I mean, if they're quick about doing what they say that they're going to do, we should be able to make it.
All right, call us. Hang tight. Let me get these texts in real quick, rapid fire, and we'll come to you guys to wrap up the show. Not in MJ, when is Leslie Bryce going to tell us how much was spent on the 50th Independence Celebration? You all see the full load of Haitian boat just sailed in next to the Royal Bahamas Defense Force just in time for nomination day. Sebas was intellectually opaque on housing, gaming, philanthropy, entrepreneurship, innovation, etc. Followers called for a lottery 13 years ago. Lottery, really? More money to go missing? After the switch, he said clearly, I'm not opposed. After the switch.
I don't know what he says.
At the end of his rant, Dwight asked him point blank, and he said he was not opposed.
We didn't hear those words. I didn't hear the words, I'm not opposed to. I heard a continuation of it. Very long, and I call it
Let's pivot to Fort Charlotte.
And it's it, and that's that. Almost like, yeah, okay, I'll agree, but I didn't hear the word yes. No, I have no problem. 2 minutes talking, and you can't just say if you for a moratorium being lifted or for a moratorium continuing.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Hold on.
Stuff.
The clip was cut early. Dwight did pose the question again, and he said, we've played all the clips. Now, see, hold on. Let's stop something. We played it all, right? Please spare me.
I ain't playing
the
that
2 minutes
again.
Poetic.
I'm not playing the 2 minutes
because you
again.
Feel like we've exposed your
crazy.
Deity. How about this, Texter, since you want to go on?
Just go on the record.
Why don't you break down to me why Sebas lifted verbatim the speech of an African economist?
Well, he just used a bit of it.
That's plagiarism.
Creative license.
No.
It's an expression.
It's called being a hack.
Now you're getting into everything.
Okay? And that's because you can't accept the fact that, yes, even your deities, your self-proclaimed deities, like LeBron, sexuals have LeBron. There are flaws in your deity.
Well,
accept it.
This one is a little bit more serious because this has to do with how the Progressive Liberal Party
their actual position,
their policy position. They already signed a post to national lottery, which a lot of Bahamians seem to be for right now. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to hear someone, preferably the Prime Minister, put it on the record.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Very good show at dissecting Mr. Bastian's interview with Dwight. Did you all hear when Mr. Bastian referred to Bahamians needing low-cost homes as Negroes? He was very disrespectful. No, I was still laughing at when he said poor people were pussing.
Oh boy.
I guess the defenders might want to text in and say if you heard that or not also.
I heard the Negroes. I think
Yeah.
I don't know what's in people's minds. Okay.
Yeah, hey, Naughty, it's amazing how Sebas can compete with every business in this country, i.e. radio stations, selling cars, real estate, etc., but no one can compete with him in the web shop business. I thought we lived in a free market economy. Go to the head of the class.
The fundamental question that's being asked, if you ask me. Underneath all of this, lottery, no lottery, and the moratorium question, mental question that Bahamians are asking is it? Are you guys going to allow us to finally participate in this industry? And just to point something out really quickly, with a national lottery, not only do you have the potential to open a stream of income, particularly with casual lottery players, but imagine getting those machines in every little small business, gas station, pharmacy, where they make a cut of the tickets sold. Like, that is a potential game changer.
If my operation or my business sells the lottery ticket, I get a cut too.
When they sell the winning ticket. So this has the potential to open up streams of income for other businesses that
multiple.
They otherwise wouldn't have.
Good afternoon and greetings, Naughty and MJ. Please tell me who was the host. The guest said to the host, basically, I finish with that next topic. That man seems to believe that he has the monopoly on intelligence as well. The PLP is definitely making a mistake with that individual. I certainly won't be voting for him.
all-knowing, dismissive, entitled, and arrogantly delusional. Wow. He is really scary. God help us not to elect him.
The host is one of the best in the business, Dwight Strong. That's why you got that question again at the end. After 2 minutes of what I call just vomiting a word salad, that's why you got that follow-up, because it was not clear. Still wasn't clear at the end.
Because, as he said, a profitable business is a result of the operations of the business. So then, additional entrants to the gaming industry should not entirely affect him in a major way if he runs business successfully to earn and retain profits. Hi, Naughty and MJ. Not because someone has money means that they are smart and visionary. Which of Mr. Bastian's business ventures are new and visionary? None that I know of. They are all someone else's ideas, even the names of his buildings. Didn't the government bring consultants... One second. Consultants to charge us VAT? Why can't they bring in consultants to set up the lottery?
Yeah, that was the weakest part of his argument. They got to get a better response together than that.
If he wasn't against the moratorium being lifted, then why did he write the government to extend it? Bastian is quite arrogant and already believes he's in charge.
I didn't like, can I just say this? And this is just me, a little pet peeve. I didn't like the part about the prime minister. I could say what he say. I got my opinion, and then that's that. I mean, I don't know. That made me feel a little bit a type of way, because, I mean, the prime minister is the prime minister. If you don't agree with his opinion, he's on that stage. It's the election mode. You don't go out there undermining it like that.
Many persons with money are very arrogant. They do not want to listen to the voice of the people. He said, let's switch to Fort Charlotte. Very arrogant he is. His attitude is stink. Nobody but him have sense and expertise. MJ and Naughty, hold up. You hear what he say? The government collect $500 million. Which government? Good show, Naughty and MJ. I am not affiliated with any party, but I like Mr. Bastian's response. It shows he is not just going to go along with what is said by the PM, and he has his own opinion. Hopefully, if he gets into government, he will continue to think for himself. He doesn't know what moratorium means. This one string catches phrases together like a bad song. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Bahamians have to be of a certain age and intellect to see through the PRP and FNM rhetoric. I've learned that the supporters at the PRP and FNM rallies know what if their party wins, it would be their government that will look out for them and not a government of Bahamian people. So in essence, it's their government, not ours. That's why I favor the CO. Lost me with that one. Lost me there. Get a better option than the COI. Thank you.
They haven't played their song yet. Does Mr. Bain have a song? I hear Dr. McGuire's song all the time.
Stinkin' Lincoln is his song. Really, no. Let me pull up the Stinkin' Lincoln. No. Stinkin' Lincoln. Nope. What the lion demon.
Nope.
That one.
Nope.
Just Naughty and MJ at the constituency rally, not the MASH rally last night. I stayed home and watched. These PRPs were saying the FNM didn't have a crowd like when the PRP out on Saturday. I saw three of my PRP friends at the rally last night on TV, and one of them, who I know very long time ago, who was a diehard PRP, I was shocked when I saw them too, especially him in front of the rally wearing a red shirt. You think they voted in FNM? I think so. Let's go, Dr. Sounds for Bamboo Town.
Thanks so much, Dexter. But I think that's why people may not be going out as much as they used to. Everybody watching them, boy. Y'all posting them pictures on Facebook.
They changed it to an opinion poll, less legislation. I think Sebas knows something Cooper nor Brave knows. Okay. Isn't he saying Bahamians can't run a lottery? Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say,
which is a very problematic position to be in, especially when you have an industry that's as old as it is now, you know, regulated.
PIP nothing. I'll choose nothing. Good evening, MJ and the great Naughty One. So-called politicians scared to stand up to you and MJ in that studio. Even Anton would try everybody else. Freeport is listening. I want to hear what Miss Grant had to say about MP Smith, please. I am from Exuma, and I am familiar with the keys. Correct. Yeah, cave key. My apologies. Sorry about that. Exumians. All right. I thought I heard Sebastian say words, Deputy Prime Minister, but I hadn't been listening.
No.
All right, let's get these calls in real quick. 30 seconds each, and we out of here. Talking heads, you got 30 seconds. Go.
No problem. Thank you. But that's what you do. That's what happens when you allow someone to gain such power and influence, and the average degree that I see that they don't want no one else than when you allow them to get. But that's really on us as Bahamians. They've divided us along party lines, that we'll choose anything, no matter what, just to preserve our party. And that's sad, and until we change that mindset, not for gambling, But it's obvious that something that benefits most people is better than something that benefits the few. Thank you for that time.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 79 years old today.
Whoa.
Since we're talking about numbers, if you want to play that, you can play that in the numbers. Play it with the Island Game, the game you know, the friends you trust. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. You're not going to take care of my good sponsor. Hey, if it's two of the islands, if you can spend your money, spend it with the game, not the luck. All right? Remember, I tell you that.
You've been listening to Talking Heads. We're going to get out of here. We will see you guys on Friday. We have a very special guest.
Yes, special announcement. Holding it down for Pearly until Pearly comes off injured reserve list. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a no-brainer. It took MJ and I all of 30 seconds to come up with this one. Somebody very talented, somebody who you enjoy, and somebody who keeps you entertained all the time. We're talking about our good friend, Calhoun Ankle Sarah, a.k.a. Trey, because he's the third. But anyway, you'll have him Thursdays until Pearly's back, all right? So be sure to buckle up and enjoy. And guess what? Anku's going to give it a little twist. He's a talking head, too, so you can talk some politics with him as well. So keep it right where you got it. Enjoy Anku tomorrow, and we'll see you on Friday. Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop only destroy. Tell them, look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a never be a D-boy.